Hello friends and family, what a nice blessing to spend time with you again in devotions. I want to encourage you out of Mark 16. It says here in verse 17, "And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, and they shall speak in new tongues." Verse 18, "They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover." This scripture is talking about how we as Christians, as believers, for all those who believe, we have the power of God inside of us, and when we lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. And then we also have the power inside of us to release people from the devil's work in their life, from what the enemy is trying to do with people. And there's one amazing testimony that we've just experienced at Luri Park. This man, Ian, he was under the influence of demonic things. You could see the way he was speaking. He was always babbling and talking a lot of nonsense. He was like drooling from his mouth. And it was just an evil thing that you felt when you were around him. And it was just bad. And as we just continued to minister the gospel unto him, he ended up in the right place after a while. I think he got onto medication as well. And he came to us apologizing for all the things that he said and all the things that he used to say. And he said, "Man, I'm in my normal mind now. I would like to come and join your meetings that you have with the people." And he started coming. And one night there was a time of prophecy. We just laid hands on him, started speaking in tongues over him, and just downloaded what the Holy Spirit had for him. And while we were speaking to Ian, we just saw this picture of him as a young man carrying wood and really working like a slave as a young boy. And as we saw that, we just started ministering and saying to him, "Ian, you are not a slave. You are a child of God. You are one of the sons of God. God has given you a high place in his kingdom." And as we spoke that, we just broke that spirit of slavery over his life. And Ian came to a place where he started experiencing God through that prophetic word. And at that moment, as we prayed over him, that spirit of slavery was broken, but it was also the drooling stopped right there. And it was an instant miracle. And from that moment on, his mask was always wet, and you could see the drool come out of his mouth, but it stopped completely, and he was completely healed. So I just want to encourage you, this stuff is real, it works. When you lay hands on the sick, they will recover. When you start speaking a word in season for somebody, start encouraging them, something will happen. The Bible has given us the power of the gospel to share with this world and to see the works of the enemy destroyed in people's lives. So enjoy this testimony with us, and you are highly favored and deeply loved of God.
Daar het hy, ek was 'n jong sien, ek was op laerskool gewees, daar nog 'n houtstoel op school. En hier daar maar gepraat, aanpas of hy my al gesien het. Maar dit definieer net 'n profetie, se spreker van 'n persoon se verlede wat daar gebeur. Die magtigheid van ware geloof wat ek kan skou om te aanvaar, wetende moeilik wat is en uitdaging wat ek ervaar in lewe, as 'n verslaafde persoon in die gemeenskap wat moeilik het ervaar om my probleme te bekom. As om my om te aanskou dat die magtigheid van God regtig waar werklik waar is.
Dara.
En ek is dankbaar vir daardie gebed wat my koeile toe was skielik net opgehou.
Jy het van jou koeile so met jou mond.
Ja, ek het gekoeil diep dan was op na daar. Ek sê dan die ek was skaam mee so. Die ding was die hele tyd nat. Ek weet nie om te draai nie. Hulle gee my 'n dag op aan te sê ek wil dit los het. Maar dit gebeur.
Ons het die aand toe ons vir jou gebid het daai aand. Toe verdwyn dit.
Ja, daai aand verdwyn dit.
Regtig?
Regtig maar. Dit het net verdwyn. Dit was dankbaar vir daardie gebed wat ek nou gesien daar.
Die Here se krag is wonderlik, né? Maak jou vry. Jy lyk of hy vrees het op jou oë uit is.
Ja, dis magtig. Ek wil dankbaar.